And this is 89.1 WEMU on a Monday, and it's time for another edition of our weekly feature, Civic Matters. I'm David Fair, and each week we get together with the Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative to discuss your engagement opportunities and some community news in Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County. Mary Morgan, are you a fan of this cold and snow?
I love the winter, and I was going to ask you, were you one of the people who was snowboarding down my street this weekend?
I've officially entered hibernation. Winter is not my thing. So I, you'll see me. Well, I have to take my grandson sledding at some point, so he can make up his own mind as to whether to enjoy the winter or not. But personally, you probably won't see much of me outside until about, May, June.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that because wintertime is so lovely in this part of the country.
I do like seeing it through the window.
And especially this time of year, everything seems festive. So I was really happy to see the snow come. Even though we didn't accumulate a lot, it was enough to make it feel a little bit more like winter.
But we certainly know greater snowfalls are coming, and that's going to mean greater accumulations. And that means shoveling sidewalks and moving snow out of the area. And residents in Ann Arbor, they have particular responsibilities when it comes to that, don't they?
I think it's a good time of year just to remind yourself if you already knew or learn if you didn't know the rules of sidewalk snow removal. You know, in this city, residents are responsible for removing snow from the sidewalks in front of their house. So you can't wait for the city to do it.
If you wait for the city, it will involve a fine.
That's right, yeah. For accumulation over an inch, you have 24 hours, and if you don't remove the snow by then you'll get a warning first, but then the city will start to fine you. So it's a good idea to get your shovel ready. The city does offer free sand-salt mixture at several different locations around town, so that's kind of a good thing to keep track of. Get your bucket and your shovel and go get that.
And if you're trying to
use that on your sidewalk too.
Right. Certainly makes walking a little easier. But if you're going to be out and about in the car, you can also keep track of the city's snow plows and figure out what path you might want to take.
They have a great, it's almost like a video game. You can watch the plows, and all of the plows are numbered, so you can watch them move around. They don't plow, and this is, I think, probably a point of contention for some residents. They don't plow until there's at least 4 inches of snow, so they're not out there with the plows just yet, but I'm sure we'll see them before the season ends.
As we mentioned, more snow will come our way eventually. Another snow-related issue to keep in mind, there are usually a few days during the winter that snow forces school closures. WEMU is your online and on-air source for school closing information in Washtenaw County. You can always check in at WEMU.org and listen to Morning Edition for up-to-date school closing news. Winter is among the many things that can cause some community emergencies. Mary, I understand there is some training available in Ann Arbor that might help us be better prepared for any number of emergencies we may face.
Yeah, that's right. The city is accepting applications for its community emergency response team training. That happens early next year. And it's, basic disaster response skills training. And then there's some specific training for potential hazards that might happen locally, too.
Have you ever gone through something like that? You ever gone to one of those classes?
I have not. However, I feel like I would be good in emergency to like cheer on the actual people who are doing the work. that would be my role. Go team!
All right. A Mary Morgan sandwich on the way. Training takes place over the next 3 Saturdays in January and February. The deadline to apply is noon Monday, December 18th. You can find more details online at WEMU.org. Civic Matters continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we are talking with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative about civic engagement opportunities available to you. And Mary, are you as enamored with the idea of autonomous vehicles as many seem to be?
You know, I'm curious about it, and I think you know I don't have a car myself.
Right.
So I would probably be a user of autonomous vehicles, but I'm not exactly sure how they work, and I'm curious about how they will evolve and how they will avoid even more congestion on the roads. So, Yeah, I'm probably in a demographic that's interested, but a little bit skeptical still.
Yeah, I kind of am in the same boat. I have a little difficult time putting faith in something that I know so little about. Fortunately, we live in an area where the study of autonomous and development of autonomous vehicles is rather prominent, one of the great areas of the country for that kind of technology. And a group of University of Michigan students have become involved to kind of gather public input.
Yeah, I thought this was really intriguing. I was contacted by one of the organizers. They're doing something called a consensus conference, which is, it's actually a little bit time intensive, but it's happening next year in February, March, and April. And they're looking for community members to participate. And basically, this would involve learning more about the technology and then kind of exploring what kind of impact it might have on your own life. And I think that they're really looking for a broad cross-section of the community. So because they're affiliated with the university, they have, the academic types.
Right.
And I think that they're looking for people who maybe have different jobs and responsibilities that might affect, that autonomous vehicles might affect in different ways.
Now, do we know if this is going to be more of a kind of a panel discussion or sitting around a table and having a conversation, or do we get to go out to M City and perhaps take a look at what they're working on and how we feel about that?
I think that it's all happening. Well, the first couple of sessions are definitely happening at the downtown library.
Okay.
I don't know about the third session, but I would imagine that there might be opportunities for going out to M City. I think the next step for people, if they're interested, applications are due next week on December 20th. So you can go online and get that information. That'll be posted on WEMU's site as well as in our CivCity newsletter.
Yeah, I think that might be a fascinating experience. Now, Mary, there is no formal Ann Arbor City Council meeting this week, but council and city officials will get together to start looking into the 2018 year. There's a financial planning session scheduled for later today. Any idea what we might expect from that?
I took a quick glance through the slides that are already posted online. This is not, as my understanding is, it's not going to be televised. So it's going to be happening at the downtown library starting at 4 p.m. So you actually have to go there if you're interested. But I think you can learn a lot from the slide presentation that's posted online. And they're looking at not only upcoming budget issues, but also longer term things like issues that we've already discussed, the tree line, Greenway, for example, a potential new location for the train station. And then one thing that especially caught my eye that will be voted on next Monday at their regular meeting is to reconvene an economic development task force specifically to look at recommendations for development of city-owned property.
With an eye towards affordable housing, perhaps?
Well, I think that based on the slide, and again, I'd be interested in the discussion, that there are current properties that they describe as underutilized, and affordable housing is one possibility. They also reference cultural opportunities and economic development. So I'm not sure exactly what that might mean. But I would be interested to see where that discussion goes.
Well, once again, this is a non-televised meeting of Ann Arbor City Council for a financial planning session. It takes place at 4 this afternoon at the downtown library branch. Now, I'm guessing it might be wise to get all of these priorities settled sooner rather than later, as Ann Arbor could very well lose its city administrator. Howard Lazarus is one of two finalists for the city manager job in Austin, Texas. Any idea when that decision might be made and when Ann Arbor may know whether or not it has Howard moving forward?
Well, it might be by the end of the year. I know that this week, both of the finalists, including Howard and a city manager from Minneapolis, they're going to be going back to Austin to conduct further interviews and meet with staff. So my guess is that the Austin decision makers will be making a choice by the end of the year.
Now, this has been a process that has been underway for some time, and all along the way, Howard Lazarus has had an opportunity to either step away from it, but he's advanced with every round, and he has stayed in. Do you view this as an indication that, if offered, he will take the job and leave Ann Arbor?
I would be shocked if he didn't take the job if he were offered it. You know, when you get this far through the process, that's really your intent. And I'm sure that, you know, that he's serious about it. You know, we both discussed this in the past. He was manager of public works there for several years, or I think it was 8 years. So he has a lot of ties there. I think that, you know, the weather might be a factor. Hard to say, but
certainly understand.
If he has your attitude, that might be a factor. So yeah, I think that it would be, you know, it would be difficult because the city council relatively recently went through this process. He just came last year, so it hasn't been very long that he's been in Ann Arbor, and you know, that it would be nice to have some stability around the administrator's job.
Well, we will just have to wait and see how that plays out. And again, a decision could come before the end of the year. Well, Mary Morgan, get out and enjoy this weather that you seem to enjoy so much. And I will look out the window and watch you enjoy.
All right, David. Have a great week.
You too. That is Mary Morgan, the executive director of the Civ City Initiative. See what she has going on and sign up for the Civ City newsletter at civcity.org. For more information on the topics we've covered on Civic Matters today, visit our website at wemu.org. For Mary Morgan, I'm David Fair, inviting you to join us next Monday for another edition of Civic Matters. You'll find it only on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.